This is Kyle Rudolph, and you're listening to the Wobcast, hosted by Wobby.
Shotgun Cardinals blitz, deep drop for Matt. He'll fire left, caught Rudolph, effortless, makes a man miss at the 30, inside the 20, touchdown, Minnesota Vikings. A 51-yard touchdown strike to Kyle Rudolph. And the Minnesota Vikings have taken the lead. Here's the eighth play of the drive where Adrian from the wide receiver spot right motions to the backfield. Play action. Fires to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Vikings! It's a touchdown for Kyle Rudolph. The third touchdown today for the Minnesota Vikings, extending the lead to 26-3. Teddy play action rolls out to the right. Dump right. Caught Red Ellison inside the five to the end zone. Touchdown! Minnesota scores on Bridgewater, throwing it to Red Ellison, and Minnesota leads 9-0. Bridgewater shotgun on third down. Straight drop, looks left, pumps for Chase Ford. Touchdown! Chase Ford's first National Football League touchdown. Hits a 20-yard touchdown connection from Teddy Bridgewater to Chase Ford. Offset eye left, two tight ends, they're balanced, second and goal. Teddy play action, boots out to the right. He'll dump it to the right man, wide open, caught. Touchdown, Vikings! It's Kyle Rudolph with his first touchdown since week one. It's a four-yard touchdown, and the Vikings strike first.
Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Winter Park. And our position-by-position look at the Vikings roster heading into training camp continues. Today, we take a look at the Vikings tight ends, a group that last year had a season that didn't quite go as planned, largely because Kyle Rudolph, the Vikings' top pass-catching threat at the position, missed nearly half the season, didn't have the production we expected, but there was still some shining moments for this group. We saw Red Ellison step up as he's really developing into a solid pro, a versatile pro, for the Vikings offense and fit well into North Turner's offense. And we saw Chase Ford step up with some increased opportunity due to the Kyle Rudolph injury. And he flashed a little bit and may have something to offer for the Vikings in 2015. We do think the Vikings tight end group will be even better in 2015. It looks to be one of the deepest positions on the Vikings roster. And one guy that we expect a lot from is Kyle Rudolph, a guy who's been a Pro Bowler in the past, in fact, was the MVP of the Pro Bowl last year, missed more than a handful of games because of an injury. He's back and better than ever, had a healthy and productive spring as he continued to work in North Turner's offense. And one guy in particular that's excited to have Kyle Rudolph back is the Vikings quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater.
He's a great addition to the team, but I tell you what's even a better addition is having Kyle Rudolph back healthy. He's like a whole new player on the team. So, we're glad to have Mike. He's going to add some speed to that room, and all of those guys are going to continue to elevate their games.
Teddy last week kind of brought up unprompted how good it was to have Kyle Rudolph back healthy. And
that's what we said last spring, and Kyle was good in the spring. He had a great training camp. Then he had the injuries. So we've seen him here at a high level. We saw him really in preseason at a high level. We just need, he's working hard. He's had a great offseason with his body to try to make sure he doesn't have those nagging injuries. But, when he's healthy and running like he's been the last 3 weeks, it's exciting to have him. And we'll get, some coverage on the outside with the speed we have. He can open it up a lot. And, he'll get matchups if they're going to play eight-man fronts. The tight end gets great matchups for the passing game. So it's nice to have him.
So Teddy is excited to have his big pass-catching tight end back in the mix. Kyle Rudolph himself also excited to do that because he knows when he looks back on Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner's history of Antonio Gates and Jordan Cameron and many others, he knows that big pass-catching tight ends can be very productive in Norv Turner offenses.
Teddy made a point of mentioning yesterday how great it is to have you back out there. You were targeted a lot today. Where do you see yourself making a difference in Norv Turner's offense this year?
Just trying to fill that role as a tight end in his offense. Everybody knows the history of that position, and I was really excited when he came here last year and, unfortunately had a few things that didn't go my way last year with the injury. So it's just exciting for me to be healthy and to be back out here to help my team.
To have the opportunity to play in this offense and
not only to play in this offense, but to have the guys around me that we have out here, you know, with a Mike Wallace, with a Jarius Wright, Adrian Peterson, Cordarrelle Patterson, and then you have a guy like Teddy Bridgewater in his second year who's so much more comfortable and has really grabbed this offense as his.
So there it is on Kyle Rudolph. We move on to another tight end in this very deep position group, and it's Rhett Ellison, a guy who maybe he's not a household name, but he's definitely a name that people know within the walls of Winter Park and specifically in the offensive team meeting room. Rhett Ellison, what I think of with Rhett is versatility. He's a guy you don't measure Rhett Ellison's success by looking at the box score or the stat sheet. In one game plan, he can be a guy that they use in the passing game, a guy they throw the ball to a handful of times, a guy who can kind of be a safeguard for the quarterback. But the very next week in a different game plan, he might be a guy you're using as a blocking tight end, as an H-back, as a fullback. He can be a good inline blocker. He's athletic. He can get out in space and be a lead blocker. So you can do a lot of different things with Rhett Ellison. I remember last season he had a couple of long receptions, one that I can remember specifically against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. But I also remember a couple of seasons ago playing the San Francisco 49ers. That offensive coaching staff, led at the time by Bill Musgrave, singled out Justin Smith and said, "Rhett, that's the guy we need you to handle on a play-by-play basis." And Rhett did just that, handled Justin Smith, neutralized that threat, and helped the Vikings be productive against the San Francisco 49ers. So Rhett Ellison, a very versatile player in this Vikings offense. We talked to Vikings tight ends coach Kevin Stefanski earlier in the offseason about Rhett Ellison. Here's what he had to say.
Rhett's a fun player to be around. Rhett's thing is his versatility, and everybody talks about the dirty work, and that's totally true. He's willing to get down and dirty on the field, and he plays whatever role is asked of him, and that's kind of one of the things for tight ends. At times you're catching passes, at times you're run blocking, at times you're pass blocking. You got to be open to all that, and our guys are, and Rhett kind of exemplifies for that gritty, hard-working player that I know the Minnesota fans are excited to have. It helps you tremendously because you're putting a game plan together and you need that piece that can kind of fit into this hole and then go fit into this hole. And as a play caller, as a game planner, that those offense coordinators can, I'm sure, attest to this, is it makes your job easier, no doubt.
Let's move on to Chase Ford. Chase Ford, 6'6", 265 pounds. I mean, this is better than prototype size for the position. He's got a long stride. He's quick. He's fast. A guy that you can really incorporate into the passing game. Now, obviously, he plays behind Kyle Rudolph when Kyle is healthy, so it's hard to get a bunch of reps. But when Kyle went down last season, Norv Turner did turn to Chase Ford. Chase wound up playing in 11 games, had 23 catches, close to 300 yards. He had a touchdown against the Washington Redskins. So this is a guy who can be productive. I would anticipate that another training camp for Chase Ford in the NFL is going to do wonders for him. And the second season, becoming more familiar with Norv Turner's offense, is also going to do wonders for Chase. If you can keep Chase healthy, you can find a way to get him onto the field, and he can be a pretty productive pass-catching weapon in an offense. So it will be fun to see how Norv Turner utilizes him in tandem with Kyle Rudolph this training camp and this preseason, and we'll see what's in store for Chase in 2015. We talked to Kevin Stefanski once again, this time about Chase Ford, and here's what Kevin had to say.
Yeah, Chase, as everyone saw last year, he stepped in and did a great job, and we had some injuries, and really proud of him, how he performed, and it's just the same thing for him as getting out here and keep working hard. And Chase is a very talented pass catcher, as we saw last year. He kind of showed up in those games, made some big catches for us. So continuing to develop, he's still a young player, so we're just trying to continue to develop his skill set.
Now we move on to a draft pick, Mykcole Pruitt, taken in the fifth round by the Vikings this year. This is a guy who actually gained a lot of traction during the Vikings offseason program. When media was here covering workouts and practices, they wound up talking about him a lot, and his teammates and coaches are saying a lot of great things about Mykcole Pruitt. This is a guy who has a lot of versatility at Southern Illinois. They lined him up in line as a tight end. They lined him up in the slot. They lined him out wide as a split end, an H-back, a fullback. He can do a lot of different things. In fact, he led all Division I tight ends in catches, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns last season. So this is a guy that obviously has a lot of potential. He was a fifth-round pick, but it looks like his potential is something that North Turner was very captivated by in the pre-draft process and something the Vikings are very excited about as they head into the 2015 season and as they head into training camp. So let's go through some of the reaction and analysis of Michael Pruitt, and we'll begin on draft day.
Michael Pruitt from Southern Illinois University, the tight end. Not that bad. Will be their pick here. And you want to get some help for Teddy Bridgewater? Is he the guy to do it?
Well, he is extremely productive. I mean, you'll have a hard time finding a tight end that had more productivity than Michael Pruitt from Southern Illinois. There are times he plays a little stiffer than the athletic traits would warrant or would tell you. Right there, you see his senior year, 81 catches, 13 touchdowns, led all of Division I tight ends. That's serious business. He was incredibly productive. Everyone knew he was going to get the ball, and he still did it.
He's a very athletic H-back type fullback. They put him out in a slot. He played some on a line of scrimmage as a tight end. I know when we talked about him, he ran very fast at the combine. He showed up at the All-Star game. He has a lot of the unique traits that we're looking for, and especially in Norris Turner's offense, being able to do multiple things. He has very good hands. He's aggressive as a blocker. And Norv, as we sat there and talked about him through the draft meetings, felt we can do a lot of different things with him and play him at a lot of different positions.
The injuries at line.
But what do you like about Michael Pruitt so far? He said he likes the fact he's getting a lot of reps with different quarterbacks and just getting out there a lot.
Well, Michael's done a nice job. We move him around quite a bit. You know, he runs very, very well. He makes some really, really good catches. And, you know, he's 255 pounds. We anticipate that he'll be a pretty good blocker. And so, you know, he's really catching our eye.
Teddy, what have you seen from Michael Pruitt? I know he's gotten some run. He was gotten a lot of passes from all the quarterbacks, but he's gotten some work with you as well.
Yeah, Pruitt, he's an athlete, I can tell you that much. We're glad to have him. He brings something different to the table. He can catch passes out of the backfield, catch passes from the tight end position. He can block in the run game. He can line up at wide receiver. Probably can return punts and kickoffs also. But, you know, he's an exciting player to have, and he's just looking forward to his opportunity.
Well, the thing that you start with Michael is he caught 221 balls in college, which is an absurd number. So he was very productive. So watching tape wasn't hard to see what he can do. Then the question became, can he develop into a more complete player? He was used in a role at Southern Illinois, and we're going to use him in a couple different roles, but certainly a lot of things that he did there. So now it's all about developing him. What's been very exciting with Michael is he's a very intelligent person. He's picking this thing up. We're playing him at two different positions at the tight end. So it's been exciting to see what he can do, and that's with all of our guys, quite honestly. I got five guys that are versatile, and it's our job to put them in position to make some plays.
So there you have it. There's the summary on Michael Pruitt. National media is on him. They like him. They think he's a good fit here. You heard Vikings GM Rick Spielman. You heard Norv Turner. You heard Kevin Stefanski. So Vikings coaches, Vikings teammates, they like Michael Pruitt. It'll be fun to see if Michael Pruitt's potential comes to fruition, and it all begins at Vikings training camp later in the week. Another thing to remember is a veteran might say, yeah, this is great. Michael Pruitt, he's great in the spring and the offseason workouts. Let's see how he does when the pads come on and we start really getting into the action at training camp. And I think Michael Pruitt's going to be up for it. So a fun guy to watch when you come to Vikings training camp is going to be tight end Michael Pruitt. The last tight end we go over, Brandon Bostic. Former Green Bay Packer Brandon Bostic, we won't hold that against him. We'll welcome him to the right side of the border battle. He is now a Viking. I think he's a guy who can do a little bit of everything. He can be a good inline blocker. You can run pass routes with him and throw him the ball. And he's also a guy who can contribute on special teams. So in a very deep position group, Brandon Bostic is a part of why it's a deep group. He made the Packers roster the last several seasons. So we'll see what he can do as a member of the Vikings. And that's basically it for your tight ends. In summary, a group that has a lot of different players with varying skill sets. You have some pass catchers, some pure pass catchers in Kyle Rudolph and Chase Ford. You have a guy in Rhett Ellison who you can use on a lot of your blocking schemes in the running game and even in the passing game, and then you can leak him out on a route or two and he can be productive that way. You have a guy that you can develop in Michael Pruitt, a guy you can develop as a pass catcher, a guy that you can use all over the formation as an H-back, in the slot, as an inline guy. And then you have a veteran that you can throw in there, and Brandon Bostic, who can do a lot of different things for you as well. And so I think when you look at what the Vikings want out of the tight end position, the Vikings can go 10-6 or 11-5 and win this division if the tight ends do what? If they do three things. The first is stay healthy. This is a group in Kyle Rudolph and Chase Ford who have both missed some time. So even though it's a deep position group, you still want your best guys to be healthy. So if this position group can stay healthy, I think they can make a significant impact for the Vikings. Number two, they have to block well for Adrian Peterson. And that includes some of the pass catchers. I build Chase Ford and Kyle Rudolph as pass catchers, but those are guys who take pride in their run blocking as well, especially when you're blocking for the best running back in the NFL. We know that this offense is going to run through Adrian Peterson. He's a significant part of the offense's identity, so those tight ends, they have to do a great job of blocking for Adrian Peterson. And the third thing this position group must do to help the Vikings win the division is take advantage of single coverage, because you know that opposing defenses are going to come into the game against the Vikings and gear up to stop Adrian Peterson and roll coverage over to Mike Wallace. That's going to leave a lot of desirable matchups for Kyle Rudolph on slow linebackers or undersized safeties, and this position group has to take advantage of those mismatches, namely Kyle Rudolph. That'll do it for this episode of the Wobcast as we looked at the tight ends. Our series, our position-by-position look at the Vikings roster heading into training camp, will continue this week as the Vikings prepare to report to 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp on Saturday. The football season is upon us. Very exciting times. On behalf of Wobcast producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We'll talk to you next time.